Weil Simen nun hei Sif Yud Gimel. Zorich sheyiyu kol ha-soro memokeim echod ushliach tzibur imohem. When we have a minion, we're saying Kaddish now with a minion, so one of the conditions is that they all have to be in one place, excluding in two different rooms. We'll see. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Kol ha-soro. Vafilu im einam royim elu es elu. You have a tremendous room. And you have 10 people in this room. You have Madison Square Garden. And you have 10 people there. And one cannot see the other because of the size of the room. But kivin shehem bebayis echot, since they are all in one room, so it is good. That's sufficient. Avol im miktosom, even though they don't see one another, but that what they find themselves in one room combines them. So we have a minion. Avol im miktosom becheder ze, miktosom becheder acher, but what if we have two rooms? Einam mitzalfin, so then they don't become mitzuris. Afar pi sha'pesach pasuach beineyem. Even though the door is open, I have two rooms, and the door that is separating the two rooms is open. Mishum de'ein sham pirtze. That means if you have two rooms with a door, a door is considered a mechitze, so it's considered, or a Pesach is considered a mechitze, that it's considered that in one room is sealed off from the other. So it's equivalent to two different rooms, so two different rooms with an opening between them are still considered two rooms, so you don't have 10 people in one room. Vafilu kshein delas beineyem, afilu there's no door at all, there's only an opening, but they're two different rooms, the Pesach is considered like a mechitze. Koyel shehein b'shnei reshuz mein royim zeh e mitztalfen. So here, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that in the case number one, you have a tremendous room. They don't see one another, but they become combined because they are all in one room. So it is not important they should see one another. Masha'en came if they're in two different rooms, so then since they're in two separate rooms, there's nothing that's combining them. Unless one sees the other, and then that could combine them. V'yesh mechmirin afilu b'rayim. And there's a machlokes, if one sees the other, if one can see the other from one room to the other room, if this is sufficient to unite them, so there's a machlokes in this. A mechitza makes it two different rooms. Yeah, we'll see. But mam is two different rooms. What? No, we'll talk about soon. We're talking about mamish two rooms. Mechitza, we'll talk about the next sifkot. Echot, hoyu tisha bebayis, ve'echot vasukit. Now, we have here a bayis. Here is the bayis. And the bayis opens, let's say this bias is completely open, and by the opening of the bias, I have a sukkah. Now, this sukkah, in order for it to be a kosher sukkah, I built a mechitza that is, in order to kosher the sukkah, that means they have tchach over here, and the bias is over here, so I cannot use the mechitza's bias for this, there's no schach there. So I want to have, let's say, three mechitzas. So I have one mechitza I put up for the sukkah, then two going down. And now I have, so I have a mechitzas ha-sukkah that is separating the sukkah from the bayis. So now, so he says as follows. One place. So others hold that it is mitzaref, that we can combine those in the sukkah, or the one person that's in the sukkah, to the nine which are in the bayis. V'yesh chilkin, and others disagree. Now, let us go backwards. The v'yesh chilkin is very understandable. We said that we need all 10 in one bayis, and here there's a mechitza of the sukkah, which is dividing the person in the sukkah from the bayis. So they hold it no good. V'yesh oimrim de mitzalfen. And other, the mitzalf, others say it is good. So what is the sfora of those who hold it is good? So the Dirshu brings down from the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Shabbos that those that hold it's good are very interesting sfora. That means you have here a bayis. Here the bayis is open, and I have here a sukkah coming out from the bayis, and I have a mechitza for the sukkah. So why did I make this mechitza? The reason I made the mechitza is not because I want the sukkah to be separated from the bayis. I made the mechitza because in order for it to be a kosher sukkah, it has to have three walls. So I made the mechitza for a halachic purpose to be machshir the sukkah. So this is amoyer dikachidish. So the chidish is, since the mechitza was not made to separate these two rishuyos, the mechitza was only made to be machshir the sukkah. So that sukkah does not, that mechitza does not separate the two rishuyos. So mamele, so if I have nine in the bayis and one in the sukkah, it will be good. The Yesh Chalkim, and the Yesh Chalkim hold, it's irrelevant why you made the mechitza there, but Lamaisa, there's a separation. So that's the machlokes between the 2 days. Now let's go a little further. Now, Kshiyesh Tisha B'mokim Echot, the Echot Acher Havilein Shepersin Litznius. Now, I want to have privacy or different in your name. Let's talk about a shul now. We have a mechitza that the mechitza, here we're talking about a full of mechitza from top to bottom, and Yepoilus Techitza Litzniyus, that on the other side there should be privacy. Mitzalfen, so here this mechitza was not made bechlal to have a Teres mechitza. That's, I mean, it's only for privacy. So Mamela, that zicher doesn't have a teres mechitze. That doesn't have a teres mechitze. That means if I don't want 2 rooms, I just want that this mechitze should be l'tzeres, that's mutar. A mechitze, let's say, in a shul to separate between the women and the men, that's l'tzeres. Or some say wants privacy. So this mechitza zicher does not make this into 2 rooms, and we can be mitzaref the one achere mechitza. Tisha v'echad v'aistais. Yeah. No, yeah, v'yen v'yesin. Keshesh, tisha makim echad. 8 and 2 in achere could also, but I think it goes, you need roiv, I think. V'echad achere avilon shabayis mitzaref. I don't know. Because later there is a cheshbon lebeidin too. V'davke impirsu l'tznius ba'alme. Avol ike tefillin eisefer teire. What? Let's say in one side of the mechitza there's tefillin and eisefer teire. Upirsu sadin ki heichi de lehevi mechitza l'shamish mitosai. And on the other side of the mechitza, he wants to be mishamish mitoshtay, which is also b'mokim sefer Torah. So he spread there the mechitza. Now there he wants, halachically, that the other side should be moved, should be separated from the first side. Because it's not Shammah that he wants privacy. He wants there should be a mechitza that's mavdil between the Sefer Torah and the Mokim Sheroitza L'Shamash Mitosai. Yeah. Havinami mechitza L'tzirev Asor V'loi Mitztarfi. So the Prichodor says, so here, since I want an halachic separation, so there won't be mitzaref. This is not tznius. This is this mokin should be separated. The svara of the prima godim is very interesting. The prima godim says, just like in the case of the sukkah. We said that he needs this wall here halachically. The sukkah needs the wall. But afal pi kein, the first day you held, that it doesn't, one that's in the sukkah can be mitzvah to the nine. So hu adin, here, I want the mechitza for the other side, halachically, I should be able, u'shamish mitosai. But this is not pshat, I want to divide the two areas. I need the mechitza there for certain shimushim. So the Prima Godim wants to say, so just like if I need a mechitza to be machshel the sukkah, it will not necessarily divide the two areas. So if I need this mechitza to halachically be matter certain shimushim on the other side of the mechitza, it not necessarily will make it into two areas. That's what the Prima Godim says. Yes? No. Davening up here, we're going to have this soon, and we'll talk about it. So we'll have mamish this then about, well, we'll talk about this soon. Then we'll see there are other problems. Mi sha'oimed achayrei beis ha'knesset. No, I skipped over. So we didn't finish Sif Yud Gimel. V'oimed b'soich ha'pesach min ha'agav v'lochutz. A person who is standing in the doorway, min ha'agav v'lochutz, da'ainu k'shesoige ha'deles b'mokeim sofo pnimis shal oive ha'deles v'lochutz k'lochutz. So now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah and I'll try to explain this. We have here, a room. Here's the room where the tzibur is. We have nine people here. Here we have a doorway. But the doorway, let's make the doorway a little, this is the door. We have here the door. The door opens to the outside. But now let's close the door. But the door does not completely cover the whole Pesach. That means the opening. Here we have an outside. Here we have a door. And after the door, we continue the opening of the Pesach. The Pesach is continues over the door. And then we have the room. So we have a room over here. The Pesach is over here. And then we have the door, which when it closes, a partial, so it blocks half of the Pesach, let us say. This is the other way around. This is from the inside. That's, okay, I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, okay, fine. So from this way, it's from the outside. That's right. So from this way, it's from the outside. So we have over here, that's right. So here's from the outside. Fine. The other way, if we'd be standing over here, we'd be talking about it. But even the outside over here, so we're talking about over here. So that means over someone stands over here. This is he's on the outside of this room. Stands over here. We'll talk about if he stands over here, the doorway. We'll talk about that soon. But if he stands where the door is, he's considered outside of the room. Now, so now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah. Sof pnimis, from the inside of the door that is facing the room, Rotsalayma. The Bamakim Sgira Sadelas, from where the door shuts and going out, Havi Kilachutz. That's called outside of the room. Where the door shuts, that area is outside of the room. Avsha Akshav Hoya Pesach Posuach. Even though now the door is open, there's no door there, and he's standing where the door shuts. He's standing where the door shuts. So the Mechaber says he's outside of the room. Well, even though he's under the Pesach, I mean, the Pesach, the Mashkoif is, so the door is under a chelik of the Mashkoif, and then, so he's standing where the door, when the door is shut, the door would be there. And he's standing there. So it's considered the Mamokim Skiris Agdelis Avikilachutz. Av Sha'achshav Hoya Pesach Pasuach. So it's considered I'm in a different room. Now, we heard before by two rooms, if one sees the other, if it helps or not, so let's talk about it. He doesn't see the other. Let's make a second the problem. The people are over here. They can't see him. So I'll kapon him, but am I in the room or not? So the Mechaber says where the door shuts and the place where the door shuts, that's called outside of the room. The room is, that's considered out of the room. Fine. Am she'achshav oya Pesach Pesach. So that's what the Mechaber is saying. Is kelachutz. This is outside of the room. V'ayin b'mogen Avraham shekosav sheyesh chilkim al ze. Others disagree. This whole shtick Torah, they disagree with this. That means the door is now open. I'm standing in the Pesach of the door. That's not considered outside of the room. Fine. This chilkim. U'machia kimboisom, and the Mogen Avraham says Allah is like the chilkim, not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Mokim Sahavakilifnim. This area is considered like the inside of the room. Ma'ayim Bisanja Evanoiza, Shaposa Gamkein Vipshitus, Devanoiza says also the same thing. The Eichid Ha'miut Oimdim, he says Miut, not yet. If you have a Miut outside, Oimdim Toicha Mokim is a Mitstalfin La'asore. Now, means as follows. Let us say you have over here We have this in Sifu Zayim, but let us just say this case. You have over here, this was a Chatzah Gdayla. This is a Chatzah Gdayla. And then there was a wall that shut off this Chatzah Gdayla. Now we have a Chatzah Ktana over here. Fine. We have a wall that's separating these two Chatzahs. Now, this chalik, this wall broke down. So the wall that separated the chatzah ktana from the gedolah broke down. So I have here this wall remained, and the chatzah ktana is pasuach to the chatzah gedolah. The chatzah ktana is pasuach to the chatzah gedolah. And there's no wall in between them. So halachically, we consider that this chatzah ktana is like an extension of the chatzah gedayla, and if there'll be nine in the chatzah gedayla and one in the chatzah ktana, they'll become mitzurich, because the chatzah ktana is pasuach b'milui to the chatzah gedayla. So that's what we're going to have later in Siv Zayin. So you have a miyut here and reif here, this is good. So the Eben Ezer says, let's speak about our doorway. We have a doorway over here, and the doorway, and this doorway opens up into the room. So he says, when the door is open, so it shouldn't be worse. This whole doorway, if it's a delus is there, the delus is there. But if the delus is not there, so just like we wanted a mechitza, but now the mechitza is not here, so this area, this whole doorway, it should not be worse than the chotzah ktana psucha legedoylo, which Allah is its mitzvah. So he says, this doorway is mamish like a chotzah ktana psucha legedoylo, so he's chaylik on the mechaba. The Mechaber says, where the door shuts, it's outside of the room. He says, no, now the door is open. So this doorway is considered like a chosek tana psucha v'gdayla, which is mitzvah, and b'chei mashmei b'bi'er agor. So we have over here, we just learned a Mechaber, which it seems is debatable. The Magen Avraham says we don't paskin like the Mechaber. The Eben Ezer says we don't paskin like the Mechaber. Fine. But now let's go back to the Mechaba. The Mechaba says, "Shel oivi hadeles v'lechutz kelechutz." So the Mechaba said, let's say if this is the whole doorway over here, so the Mechaba said, where the thickness of the door ends, this area is considered outside of the room. That's what the Mechaba says, even if the door is open now. "Shel oivi hadeles." Ayin biyad Afraim shekosav, the bechlau ha-pesach, levad mimokim edelus, but he says, we have here an opening between, that opens up into the room. Now there's an area in this opening that the door, when the door is shut, the door is there. But after where the door is shut, continuing into the room, when the door ends already, and you, it's still Pesach, so the Yad Ephraim says that area is zichut, considered part of the room. I'm the Yad Ephraim Shekosav, the Bechlal HaPesach, the opening of the doorway, after the door ends, Levad Mimokim Adelus, after where the door ends, Kegosh, Heichish Adelus Kavu Alachutz, we have a door on the outside. Umimkaim hadeles yesh oid cholol b'seich oivi ha-pesach. From where the door ends, in the rest of the doorway, there's an opening. It's not the room yet. L'kulei alma ha-ave kilifnim. That is zicha kilifnim. So for someone that's standing there, he'll zicha b'metzuris, v'yesh lisht moich al zeh, one can rely on this. Period. Okay. So that is according to the Kulam, according to the Mechaba, that ourselves. Sif Yudalit. Now we'll be coming to the Ezra's notion. Yes? That's what we're talking about. What they don't see. We're talking, that's the din. Is it called one room or not one room?
The nice guy behind the pizza, but the pizza is nice, that's
all over there. The we're speaking about that it's considered one big room, so then you don't have to see one another. That's what we're talking about. The beginning we learned by two rooms is a machlokes, if seeing will help. But here we're talking about they don't see, but they don't have to see because the area is considered one big room. Now, Misha Aimed Achayre Beis HaKnesses. A person is standing behind the shul. That means you have a shul. You have a shul with walls on all four sides. He's standing behind. That means he didn't go into the shul. He's standing outside. Uveineyem chaloyim. Now, from the outside, there's a window. There's a window outside. Afilu gavoye kama kaimais. Let's say this window is very tall. He's standing outside of the shul. We'll see Merodik Echidushin here. He's standing outside of the shul. There's nine people in the shul. He's standing outside. And after 20 feet, there's a window there. There's a window. Fine. And he's standing outside. Now, Afilu gavoye kama kaimis. His window is 20 feet tall. Afilu einei rochav arba. It's not a very big window. It's not 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. It's less. Umare lahem ponov misham. Now, Amir dekechidish. He went up the ladder and he sticks his head in the window. Doesn't have to be in the window, but if you're standing inside the shul, you'll see his face. You'll see his face. But you have to see his face. We'll see that. It's not he just waves to them and goodbye. No, no. If you want to say Kaddish, he has to be there the whole time. Kol bei asal reshchinte sharye. So it's called, since his face can be seen in the inside of the shul, so it's called, he's the tenth, and there's Ashkos Ashkina there. Agav Ulchem, the deal she brings down in Tzimekuf Tzadikei, there's a machloikis if there's a glass window there. Others hold the glass window is no good, so there's a mechitza between them. No, no, we're talking about, there's no mechitza between him. There's a chaloin, there's a window in the wall, and he's standing on this ladder, and he's holding his face there. Oh, minya, eish me'rabba, they have a minya. He better stay there. The minute he goes away, he left the minya. But that's what the Chabad is saying. So the Chiddush is, he's in a different reshus. He's outside of the shul. But if his face can be seen in the shul, so Mamelis considers he's in the shul. If it can be seen in the shul, so they have to turn around to see him. And the deal she brings out, and I feel the people in the shul are blind. But it's irrelevant. But since his face can be seen in the shul, not that they're blind, they don't see him, it's irrelevant, but that's called, he becomes mitzurif to them, and it's called, there's a minion there. Now let's see the mitzvah, we'll come to the Ezra's Nashim. Just let's... There's a machloikis. We said there's a machloikis. But here, pshat is, if it's, but here, you see, you see him, not, I mean, he's part of Nira. Here we have a case. His face is by the window, and it can be seen. You can see his face, and he's outside of the shul. So let's see. The after yesh hefsek mechitza beinayim. Even though there's the wall of the shul is between him and the people in the shul. Even the Magal and Pono, but since they can see his face,
Let's
Rein Eilu es Eilu dem Mitztafen. Ve Inkei. Lefi ze Poshit, Ha'oim dim be'ezras noshim. Now I'm going to talk about Ezras noshim, our case of the gallery. Be'ezras noshim, Uba machitze ha'mafsekes yesh chaloin. And there was a machitze on the gallery, and there's a window there. And there was 9 people in the shul, and he's standing in the gallery, and there's a machitze that's separating, that's on the gallery. And again, he will stand there in his face is by the window. What if there's 10 in the shul and he's Mareponov? Again, he's Mareponov. They can see him. And they stand in the shul, Nechshav Trila Betziba Yedeze. That's called Trila Betziba. So we have over here, so it's called, I even can make it a minion. And one, glass, l'chayre, we said before, could be glass, doesn't help. Glass won't help. It's a machloikas of glass. Yeah, va'af al-pi came. So we said, it's gewaldic. Va'af al-pi came. Yoysetoyim b'neikol. It would be better that Slumbus, he's in Ezras Noshim, he sees them, they see him. No. The Yesh Machinim Shechok Malika Radin, the Achoygim of the Thomas, even though by Zimon, that's before the din, there's something like 2 rooms, it doesn't help. So it'd be preferable, go downstairs and don't make, and that would be preferable. But Mika, then we can be saying Mechasset. Now, let us go a little further. So far we learned a halacha that says as follows. The halacha is telling us that if a person, let's go to the first case, a person is standing outside of the shul, there's a mechitza that's mafsik beinoi lebein the shul. There's 9 people in the shul. Afal pikein, if it's mares ponos, he can be mitzar. That's the locha that we said. Now, I go. Now the Ramah says, gagin va'aliyos, einam b'chlal ba'is. Now, so first the Mechab is going to tell us one halacha as follows. We heard before you have 1 big room. No one sees one the other. Madison Square Garden. They're all, that's called, they have 10 people in 1 room. No problem. What if a person is standing on the roof of the Beis HaKnesses? Does the roof make it a different room? Or the roof of the Beis HaKnesses, that's considered part of the Beis. Is a roof, they shouldn't rain in. About Kaponim, could be it's considered part of the roof. Zok terimo, gagin va'aliyos, einam b'chlal bayis. It's not part of the bayis. It's a different reshus. So forget about it. So you're not in the shul. Va'oymed aleim, so therefore a person stands on the roof. They can hear him walking back and forth. They know about him. Golnish, Mitgolnish, he is not in the shul, and therefore he's not mitzaref. Ain't a mitzaref. Oh, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about that soon. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Gagin v'aliyos, v'chai gavne, shein royin, eilu es eilu. So that means what the Ramah is telling us, that is not considered one reshus mitzad atzmon. And it's not royin es eilu. That means if it would be royin eilu es eilu, so I feel I'm outside. So speaking about shein royin eilu es eilu. So revusa hoyu loy loyma afilu chaloynes rechovois unemuchais. Afilu you have chaloinois, so but it's not rein elu as elu. So afilu you have big chaloinois, and they're low, כל שני נשובס לקרקע בייס הכנסת, ואפילו אם הוא עומד בסויכם, אין הם מצטרף. That means, if you can't see him, so we might have to say, God and Balias, אפילו you'll have large windows in his whole goof, I think, is standing in the window. If you can't see him, it's not mitzaref. That's, let's just go a little further. Im miktsosam bifnim. We have a few people inside the shul. Um miktsosam bachutz, and others are outside. Ushliach tzibo toicha pesach, and the shliach tzibo is Teicha Pesach. So, the Shliach Tzibor is visible from the Bifnim, and the Bechutz is all Metzalfon, so he can unite the outside with the inside. So, the Mishnah Berurah, all Metzalfon, the Kimishu Shliach Tzibor, Horechot Noisein Daitei Olof, so that means each one is like dependent on him, Vohu Mechabron Yachat, so he can connect the those who are standing outside and those who are standing inside, and he's Oymed Bepes. V'chos kenim tisha mibifnim. Now, in the Badr Mitzvah, there's nine inside. V'hu toicha pesach. Tuhu mitzaref lehem. V'hu desif yuzayim shayni. Dekibin shu b'chos ha'gdoy l'arim muflag mea tzibor. V'hevi. If the Shliach Tzibor is in a chotza gedoyla, the Tzibor is in a chotza ktane, so he is completely separated from the Tzibor, then it doesn't help. But if he's standing on Pesach, on the Pesach of the where the shul is, and he's a Shliach Tzibor, Rubi Mitzar. Yeah. Another person we learned before, if he's standing in the doorway, he's not mitzuref, walk upon him where the door is, but if he's the shatz, so since he's davening for them, so that's mechabel the shatz to the rest of the rest of the nine. B'chol zeh dafke k'shein ed roin eilu le'eilu. Avo miktosan roin eilu aseilu b'chol davni mitztafi la'dodi v'ayin le'kamon b'sif yutches if kot nun zayin. So that's not really a mechitz at all. That's no problem. So then mitzuref. Yeah, so it's no problem. That's right. Nobody is worse, yeah.